The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Is it ever okay to speed? Absolutely not. So why is DJ Automatic rushing off to get to the stylist? Let's talk about it on Tuesday. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
I don't like the way you position that. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Well, you position yourself quite well in the car, snapping that seatbelt on and rushing. When it's my turn to get my hair done, Anthony A., you've been a witness. Auto takes his time. Oh, I got to edit the podcast. I have to do this. When it's him, hurry up, guys.
Oh,
hair appointment time. Whoa. I got to get to the salon.
Wait, is he driving you to the haircut, Dana?
Sometimes because we run
late. There we go.
He's driving you to the haircut.
Because we're running late. Because I don't have time to leave here and get my car.
If I was going to my haircut, I wouldn't let nobody else drive me because I'm with you, dog, Automatic. I hate being late to my haircut appointment.
You miss a haircut, and then you can't get it rescheduled for how many days, how many weeks.
I know you guys are stylist people, but these barbers nowadays, you got to sign up for an app and they charge you before you get into the barber shop. So I'm already down, bro, like $50.
Your girl would never do that to you.
She wouldn't do that to me. Wait, hold on. So you have to pay for your haircut in advance now?
What if
he gives you a bad haircut?
Booking a haircut appointment and signing up for an OnlyFans subscription to a lady is very similar, bro.
It's a similar
process right now,
but
dog.
Why are you staying on the dark side? Why don't you come to the stylist, Anthony?
Just too much gossip going on.
There's no gossip.
Bro, I hear you guys come back, and I already know. You guys come back and say that's the most powerful woman in radio when you guys talk about your stylist, bro. So I'm good, bro. Kicking the boys. And shout out to my guy David, dog. I love him. He's cool as hell.
But hold on. Wouldn't you rather be in a room full of beautiful women than a room full of dudes?
Yeah, Anthony.
No, they're all taken.
No, they're not. There's a couple of singles. I always feel good when I go to the salon. Every woman in there makes you feel confident. It doesn't matter what you're wearing or whatever. They tell you how beautiful.
I'm not gonna lie. When I walk out of there, I'm pretty pumped up.
Yeah, dude.
Automatic's got a strut.
It's because all the girls are like, "Oh, your hair looks so good. I like your shoes. I like this." And like, I leave there and I'm like, I feel like a new man.
Hell yeah! And just think about the paradox when you were heading over there, mad, angry as hell. That's the beauty of what these hairstylists and barbers do for us people.
So, are you taking up for Automatic speeding?
Yeah, dude, because I hate being late to my barbershop appointment, dude. That's the only time I get road rage is if I'm late to my barbershop appointment.
This is already going to cost me $50.
And when we're here on road rage, if you yell in your car while your window's rolled up, you're an idiot. Stupid.
Roll the window down.
Yes.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, today we have National DIY.
So do it yourself.
Do it yourself.
Not your haircut.
Not your haircut, though.
Do you remember during the pandemic, I attempted to cut Otto's hair? I blocked it.
And we also have, we're going to end on this one because it is the greatest sandwich ever invented. National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day.
Oh.
Take a moment.
I don't know if it's the greatest sandwich, but it's top five.
It's greatest ever, dog.
It's not. I'd rather have peanut butter, and honey.
Oh.
It's delicious.
Talk about it.
What in the grandma is that?
Okay, I think that's
it was actually my tia. My aunt that showed it to me. All right.
She must have been stoned the whole time. That's like a pothead snack. That's crazy.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I have two words for food news. Weenie, water. Let's talk about this and more. It's hottest hashtags. Dana Cortez Show is on. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
This has been a week, but I'm still upset that I didn't win Mega Millions. Okay, first of all, it was $1.13 billion. One person won in Jersey.
$1.1 billion?
Yes, DJ Automatic. Okay, so this person has chosen to remain anonymous.
Rightfully so.
No. There's about 13 states that allow you to stay anonymous. This person won in Jersey. That means that their family might be going out without millions of dollars that this person should share with their family. My opinion. If I win $1.1 billion, I'm giving every one of my kids a million. I'm buying them a house. Cap is a million. I'm giving my mother. I'm giving your family. Everybody Automatic wins. It's $1.1
Everybody gets
billion.
Rich.
Like he just sneaked in a budget.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're going to cap the house at a million.
It's not your money. It's just your dreams. And the person from New Jersey did not feel the same.
No.
Which makes sense. If you ever met somebody from Jersey, they're
oh my gosh.
So, look, my best friend, Frank Scotcher Farrell, jerk. Great friend, jerk. He would not tell his family.
Don't you think you owe your familia some money?
I mean, I personally, I'm going to break them off.
Thank you.
I don't know this guy or girl or their family, so I don't, I'm not judging.
Nobody does.
Yeah, I'm not judging.
According to their family. All right, DJ Automatic Food News.
Okay, yesterday was April Fool's Day. Today, I need to know if anybody actually went to 7-Eleven and bought the Big Bite hot dog sparkling water. Is this a real thing? This a real thing? Did they really, was it an April Fool's joke, or are they really selling hot dog sparkling water?
I think it's real. I have not yet to try it, but I'm happy that somebody stepped in and upped the taste of sparkling water. Because sparkling water, trash. Same thing with the carbonated water. All you LaCroix people out there.
Oh. But wait. You want water that tastes like wiener?
Ew. If I'm going to drink sparkling water, might as well have some wiener water. Sparkling water is gross, dog.
Who went to 7-Eleven to pick up the weenie water? 877-730-DCS1. National Day, Anthony A.
We'll kick it off with National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day.
Ooh. I like me a good PB&J. Mm. I do, but I have to put real butter on it, too.
Damn, dog.
You it's no longer a peanut butter and jelly.
Nope.
Yes, it is. It's peanut butter jelly.
It's a peanut butter sandwich.
It's good.
It's iffy.
Technically not a national
but
day,
you know
though,
what?
Okay?
Let's not be too harsh on her, because we'll wrap it up on National Reconciliation Day.
Reconciliation.
My bad. Reconciliation. That's a whole different process, right?
Reconcile with someone you might be upset with, especially family, unless they want $1 billion and they didn't share it with you. Otherwise, screw them. All right, let's get ready for the daily.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Yesterday, I was complaining because my husband here, DJ Automatic, hasn't taken me on a date in so long that neither one of us could even remember when we were talking about it.
Okay, yes, that is
Anthony,
what...
Anthony, you have this brilliant idea.
Well, okay, in that conversation, you were throwing all this heat towards DJ Automatic for not planning a date. At the same time, I've never heard you plan a date for your husband.
Thank you very much.
And you know what? There's a lot of women out there who suck at planning dates.
First of all, everything we do, I plan.
That's not true.
Okay.
That's not true. You always get mad at me about controlling all the travel, controlling all the driving. You don't plan everything. Mm. You think in your little woman brain that you do.
No,
I've traveled with DJ Automatic.
I shouldn't have said that out loud, but that's what I was thinking.
We're going down together, brother.
Yes.
You know what? I will say, I have traveled with DJ Automatic all around the country, and Automatic does plan the flights. He does plan, remember the one time Dana planned a rental car?
Oh!
We're not talking about that. How we had to go pick up a rental car from the other side of town and they were already closed. So Automatic does do his fair share of planning.
Well, you want me to plan a date for him?
I want right now to hear you plan a date, and I'll plan a date for DJ Automatic.
Oh, really? Okay,
and we'll
Anthony
compare
will
dates.
Go first,
oh,
then.
Gladly. I
What's
will.
Your date
first,
with
all right.
DJ
this
Automatic.
Is going to be a date, because it's not that serious.
Okay. Hopefully not.
So first, you know, we start off by meeting up and doing a little partaking, checking the air pressure in the tires, if you may, right? And then after that, we go get breakfast. A light one, because you got a sensitive tummy.
Yes.
So maybe some some like acai bowls. Is that how you say them? I don't know. Whatever.
Acai,
whatever. And then after that, we're going to go check out a vinyl store, because you like records and things like
oh,
that,
my
dude.
Gosh. Okay.
Okay. And then
I'm feeling pressure.
And after that, we're going to go and watch the second half of the afternoon football games so we can enjoy fantasy football together.
You're going to have the top of this one, Dana.
Okay, all right, here's my take, DJ Automatic. Okay, we're flying to Minnesota to see the Vikings take on the Bears in Viking Stadium.
Okay.
Oh, so you already won. All right,
you want them to suffer in person?
Then we're going to a nice dinner, because despite your love of all things sports, you a fancy and you like them high-end dinners. Don't lie. You like
I'm
them.
Sorry, you already won. You're flying me to Minnesota for a Vikings game.
And then we're going back to the hotel, because you don't really like going out to party. When you're the DJ, he's always at the party, going back to the hotel, practice making babies, even though we got, you know, a vasectomy over here.
Okay.
And it's a wrap.
All right.
Already won when you said we're going
exactly.
to the Vikings game.
Yeah, dude. And then there's some stuff I can't compete
with
in there.
Any day you want to do that, we can
all
do
right,
that.
All right, thank you, dude. All right. If you want to come on a bro date with me, let me know. At Anthony A, comment on Instagram.
Ladies, how you plan a date night for your man? Call in. Let's make it a topic another day. 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.